Yesterday, in our Voice of the Cello concert, Narek Haknazarian and Pavel Kolesnikov left us musing on the beauty of Fauré's writing for the cello. Today, we revisit that world in the company of the cellist, the former Radio 3 New Generation artist Christian Poltera, and the pianist Catherine Stott here at LSO St. Luke's. Fauré's late cello sonata number 2, with its elegiac slow movement, ends the concert. There's music by one of his most talented pupils at the Paris Conservatoire, Nadia Boulanger, and to begin, a sonata by Fauré's own teacher, Camille Saint-Saëns. We so often think of Saint-Saëns as a composer of rather genial and thrilling music, yet this sonata number 1 shows another darker side of his musical life. The Paris of 1872 was just beginning to pick itself up after the Franco-Prussian War, and Saint-Saëns suffered a further blow with the death of his beloved great-aunt, who had brought him up alongside his mother. Saint-Saëns had the previous year put a lot of energy into forming a French National Music Society to give French composers a forum for their music. This sonata had its premiere at one of the events organised by his mother, but she didn't like the finale at all. The dutiful son wrote a replacement, which includes a theme from one of Madame Saint-Saëns's favourite operas, L'Africaine by Meyerbeer. To play the cello sonata number 1 in C minor by Saint-Saëns, please welcome Christian Poltera and Catherine Stott.